In today's verses, Solomon lets us in on how he views his wife. He is completely enamored with her, and he tells her so. One of the worst things you can do with your sex life is to get complacent with it. Excitement drops, frequency drops, frustration rises. Today we will look at three tips to help your sex life reflect the fulfillment God had in mind. Step one, have fun. Don't take sex so seriously that you can't laugh. Funny things happen. Sex makes a lot of memories for a couple. Some are about ecstasy, and some are about the humor in our humanness. Think of sex sometimes as a form of play between the two of you, and have fun. Step two, each initiate in different ways. In most marriages, one spouse initiates more than the other. As guys, we get into ruts, so take the time to initiate in a different way. Maybe a back rub or a massage. Maybe a special card or a sticky note. Ladies, we love when you initiate, and you can be so creative. One couple shared with me that they do a treasure hunt, and the final clue leads the husband to his wife in amazing sex. Step three, be a student of your sex life. Your sex life will evolve over the years of your marriage. What you do and do not do will change. Be students of each other in sex. What do you adjust or focus on during the season of marriage that you are in? Be a student of your spouse. What are they currently enjoying in the bedroom? How do they love to be touched by you? How do they want foreplay? What excites them the most right now when it comes to sex? What time of day do they most enjoy sex? Talk about your sex life and each other and never lose the joy of learning more. The encouragement is to experience lovemaking that is so much better than wine, to fully embrace the closeness and delight of sex in your marriage. Today's challenge, each of you write down 5 things that are important to you in sex in your marriage and then share them using the guidelines I gave you today.